Right on time, of course. I'd expect nothing less from you. Please, take a seat. So, you've been with us how long now?
A year.
Right. Which means it's time for your year-end review. I see here you've expressed some interest in moving up in the company. Could you tell me a little more about that? Yes, I see. Well, I have to tell you, I've been watching you for some time now, and you've really got all the right stuff to make it in this company. You show up early, stay late, work hard. You're not easily distracted from your tasks. Your paperwork is always impeccable. You're always well-dressed and put together, well-liked around the office. And it just so happens that my assistant is transferring to another location next month, and I'll be looking to fill his position. So, you have extremely fortunate timing. I'll level with you. It's a demanding position. I have high expectations for those who work directly under me. I'm a fair boss. My current assistant can attest to that, but I do require a lot of my employees. It's good work if you can get it, but it isn't for everybody. If you're interested, it pays extremely well and comes with a very competitive benefits package. I know it may seem odd to lock the door during a review, but as I'm sure you've learned, I'm a woman who values her privacy. Discretion, as they say, is the better part of valor, no? So, have I piqued your curiosity yet? I thought so. As I'm sure you can imagine, being the head of a successful company means long hours, spending more time at the office than I do at home, meetings and calls and presentations. It's a lot of pressure. I enjoy my work, but I do require assistance to keep my days organized and running smoothly. Being my assistant means helping fulfill my needs. Do you think you might be interested in helping me fulfill my needs? I thought you might. If you'd like, we can conduct the interview right now. Two birds, one stone. There's an audition process, of course, to ensure compatibility. Would you like to audition? Perfect. This review is going to run long. I'll need you to hold my calls until this afternoon. Thank you. I must warn you, this interview is a little unorthodox. Of course, if at any time you want to end the interview, you need only say the word red, and we'll stop immediately. These interviews are always a little sensitive, and I want you to know you're safe and in control at all times. The only control I intend to wield is that which you give me. Do you understand? Good boy. I see you stiffened a bit at that. Perhaps I was right to offer you this position. You see, I'm a woman who always gets what she wants. A woman who knows how to give generously and demand perfect obedience. Stand up and remove your shirt. Do it slowly, gracefully, as if you were my gift. Unwrap yourself for me. You are breathtaking. Such delightful skin. I'm going to touch you. Stay still. Don't move. Just let yourself feel my hands sliding all over your body. Your shoulders. Arms. The backs of your hands. Watching goosebumps dance across your skin is particularly satisfying. Being my assistant means submitting yourself to me completely and pleasing me in every way. Do you think you can do that? I thought as much. Oh, you're so deliciously hard for me already. And you're so delightfully responsive. Does it feel good to have my palm pressed against you? Rubbing against you? On your knees. Good boy. I'm going to put that mouth to good use. And typically, you only see my stockings under my skirt, but if I lift it just a bit, thigh highs, yes, and crotchless panties, it always makes me feel sexy to know nobody knows I'm wearing lingerie under my formal business wear, and that I'm always ready to have my needs filled. Lean forward. Breathe in my scent. You turn me on so much. Lick my pussy. What do we say first? Exactly. You say, yes, mommy. Yes. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, slide your tongue between my lips. And taste me. Stop now, sweet boy. I don't want to come yet. But you've done exceptionally well. Stand up. Hands at your sides. With your consent, I'm going to write some words on your body. Are you all right with that? Obedience is pleasure. I was made to serve. My mommy vows to take care of me, to give me what she knows I need. She claims no ownership of me except that which I grant her. I will communicate my needs and feelings. I will fill her needs and listen when she communicates her feelings. I will avail myself to her when she calls for me. My tongue, my ass, and my cock are hers now. My body is her precious plaything. I know it's a lot, but it's an important step in accepting this job, and one I need to make clear to you. Remove your pants. I want to see you completely naked. Good boy. So very hard for me. Dripping pre-cum already? Just from licking mommy's cunt? Such a sweet boy. As much as I would love to have your perfect throbbing cock deep inside my pussy, I have something else in mind. This. It's my favorite strap-on. Perfect size for beginners. Have you been pegged before, sweetness? Oh, you're in for such a treat. I know you want this. Your cock grew even harder as soon as you laid eyes on it. Bend over my desk and relax. Mommy's going to make you feel so good. Feel my finger sliding inside. Do you like the way mommy's finger feels massaging your prostate? Squeezing your ass with my other hand, getting you ready for me. Whimper for me, sweet boy. Tell mommy how good it feels. Do you need mommy to fuck your ass? Say it, honey. Say you need mommy to fuck your ass. Good boy. Just relax. Lean up. Keep your back arched. I want to play with your nipples and stroke your cock while I fuck you. Oh, that's it. Feels so good, doesn't it? Fuck. Oh, you're taking it so well. Oh, fuck. I knew you were the right choice. I want you to come for me. Oh, yes. Come into my hand. Come for mommy, sweet boy. That's it. Fuck. You came so much. Breathe for me and watch. I'm going to smear your cum all over my chest, my stomach, and even into the fabric of my panties. When I go to my meeting this afternoon, I'm going to be wearing your cum under my blouse and skirt. Come here. I'm going to press myself into your chest, and then you'll be wearing it too. We're both going to spend the day marked. Give me your hand. Mm. fingers feel amazing in my cunt. Now, pull them out. Mark yourself for me. You'll spend the rest of your workday with my words and the sweet scent of my cunt on your skin. Put your clothes back on and take a seat. I'm happy to say your performance was exemplary. I'd like to offer you the assistant position permanently. Take the day to think it over and come to my office tomorrow morning with your answer. Oh? Yes. I know I didn't come. Should you decide to say yes tomorrow, we'll move you into your new role immediately. And then? Then I'll show you all my favorite ways to be pleasured. So, see you tomorrow then? Good boy.